Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Like we said, October 16th, we have open.
Yeah, now that the day's here, though, let's be careful about what we say we're doing, because this is illegal.
So, are you down to do it still?
Yeah, but I'm a wild boy.
I am, too.
What the hell is a wild boy?
Are we doing it? Am I opening
Always
it or are you opening
one.
It? You open it or I'm opening it?
You are. Ron the Show Hughley is doing it.
I open, you pull it out.
I already told you it's a book.
I don't ever pull it. Or, I mean, I'm opening it, you pull it out. Excuse me.
All right. Let me stick my hand in there. What is it? Is it
Powerball by a guy's name I won't mention? Slide it back in here.
Let's I was really it hoping it was back. Ian O'Connor's let's book, Belichick.
Let's see if we can slide it back in here. They'll never know.
We are like in trouble.
I was going to read
Fantastic
that.
Fantastic book. We probably are in trouble. It looks like a good book. You were right. It's a book. You know what time it is. Not for us to go to jail.
Show good morning. Last night, Aaron Rodgers became the first player in NFL history to post back-to-back games with 400 passing yards and not a single interception.
Here they come. Rodgers looking. Throws left side of the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown!
Yes!
Devontae Adams! Left corner of the end zone from Aaron Rodgers! 16-yard touchdown pass. They beat Greg Maven. The Packers an extra point away from getting this game tied.
I don't know if it was a season-saving win for us, but this was an important game for us. I'd never like to use the term must win, but it was an important one.
That's Aaron Rodgers of the Packers Radio Network. If you watched it, the real interesting part, this is what we were talking about in our meeting this morning, the real interesting part was down the stretch of the game, like, it's not like no one didn't know this, but, like, he officially was like Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning in the point of he is telling the coach what to do. If you notice down the stretch, every time, and it seemed like it was this was a point where the head coach should make this decision. Like, Aaron just kept putting his finger up to him. Hey, man, hey, hold up. One more play.
Give me one more.
Yeah, one more play. No, it wasn't give me one more. It was, hey, Mike, Mickey, we got one more play.
Max,
sit down. It was 6 seconds left. They were in clear field goal range. And generally, snap, kick, you can get 6 seconds off with that. Like, you don't want to take a chance of a sack or miss a fumble or a miss snap. Like, you don't want to. But they
ran two extra plays. They
ran two extra plays. They didn't need to. And they won. And then the question you hit to me was, how long before Pat gets to do that? How long before Pat can signal himself to the bench and tell the coach what to do? Because Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers does it. Brady doesn't. Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, does it. Like, how long, you asked, and I said, never. As long as Andy Reid's on the sideline. When Andy Reid leaves, then maybe down the line, if he is becoming Aaron Rodgers or the guy he looks like he can be, then maybe. Because Drew Brees doesn't either. Then maybe he could put his fingers. The reason why Aaron Rodgers and Manning can do it is because those guys were keeping Tony Dungy, John Fox, Gary Kubiak, Mike McCarthy. They were keeping those guys hired. As long as Andy Reid's here, and I don't care how successful Pat is, Pat can win three Super Bowls in a row. Pat won't theoretically be keeping Andy Reid hired. Okay? So Andy Reid, As long as Andy Reid's on the sideline, that's his offense. And that's him. He obviously doesn't give a rip about the defense, but that's his offense. Patrick Mahomes, as long as Andy Reid is a coach, will never get to a point where he's telling Andy what to do at the end of the game.
Well, then Andy better retire the moment he and Patrick Mahomes hoist a Lombardi trophy.
Oh, come on.
When they win a Super Bowl, there's a new captain now when he wears number 15.
No, it's not.
He'll be the general if he wins a Super Bowl. I disagree with your point about Brady and Breeze. I think both of them don't even put the finger up to tell the coach, I'm running one more. Breeze and Peyton, I think, are on the same wavelength. Brady is in charge of the offense. He's not checking with Josh McDaniel to get the
No, he's checking with Bill Belichick.
No, he's not.
You're crazy as hell. It's a conversation between him and Belichick and Brady.
Do you remember Brady did the Marino, the fake spike, let me throw it in the end zone. He doesn't run those things by Bill Belichick. Brady is the offense.
If there's 11, 12 seconds left and you need a field goal to win, Brady's just not holding his finger up to Belichick.
He just walks up to the line and gets it done.
He's not doing that.
You call a timeout, Bill, if you want it.
That's a
conversation. Bill, you can call a timeout. You know they don't – they respect each other, but you know they don't have the best working relationship. If Brady thinks Bill's going to disagree with him on something, he just does it before Bill can tell him not to do it.
I know you're thinking of the new Brady, who has understood his power. But still, man,
I'm not talking young Brady. I'm talking where everyone knows he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, I am too. Belichick is a control freak. Like, you're not coming down to the end of the game and putting your finger up to Bill will call a timeout to let it go, to go off. Like, hey, man, no.
And that's
chill.
The power struggle that resides in New England. Andy's going to have to do something like that. He will have to call the timeout to grab the reins back from Patrick Mahomes.
Vern.
You win a title, the quarterback can do no wrong. You've told me that all Mahomes has to do is get to a Super Bowl, and he can do no wrong
for
in
the
city.
Fan base. For
Understood.
The fan base. But he's not taking control of Andy's offense.
If he's given
Andy's
control
team
by
at the end
fan
of the game,
base, if he's given control
that doesn't
by
mean
the fan
Andy's
base,
giving him control.
If he's given control by the fan base, he then is given control by the organization, which makes Andy Reid obsolete. He makes Andy Reid second to Patrick Mahomes.
I just don't think Andy Reid will be obsolete as long as he's here as the head coach, because that means Andy's won a title too. All right, I understand how important, but it will be like Belichick and Brady. Like people don't think. Most people don't think
that's
one way
offense,
or another.
Defense.
One way
Andy's
or another.
Andy's offense, Pat's offense.
And I think it's even bigger. This is Andy's offense versus Pat. It's Andy's offense.
Sean Payton
and
is
Andy's
tied to
the
Drew
head
Brees.
Coach. Yes.
Andy will be tied to Patrick Mahomes. You are the slave to your quarterback. You go and do as he goes
Most
and does.
Coaches are, but I think potential Hall of Fame coaches are not. And potential guys like Andy Reid. Like, I'm sorry, this is going to be Andy's team. Like, what Rodgers did and what Manning does, they operate as the damn head coach, basically. That's not going to be Patrick Mahomes as long as Andy's here.
Arrowhead Pride Radio. Back at it tonight. Each and every Tuesday night, 6 o'clock right here on your football station, 610 Sports Radio. Jay Binkley will follow at 7 o'clock with much more Chiefs discussion. Bink at night tonight at 7.
I want you to come in here with me. Everyone listening out there at your desk or riding to work, wherever you are at home, playing with dogs, listening, I'm going to help you.
Playing with dogs?
The Chiefs, if they go ahead and make a move to get Patrick Peterson, even if they don't win a championship, Vern, even if they don't get to the Super Bowl, even if it doesn't work out, I won't be mad and you shouldn't be mad, because the fiber of this is going for it. All right. And this team showed that they can play with the best team in the AFC, or potentially a matchup of the other best team in the AFC, and they do need help. And if they were to, I don't care what they give up. If they give up a first-round pick, two twos, a first and a third, a first and a fourth, even if it don't work out, you should not be mad and you shouldn't be upset. Now, some may, but I, in my opinion, you shouldn't be mad and you shouldn't be upset because, hey, the Chiefs are going for it. Now, could you be upset about moves that led you to get to that?
Right.
I get that.
Right.
But if right now they say, you know what, we're going for it, I'll be damned if little Andy Veach and Andy Reid say, and Clark signs off and said, we're going for it. We're going to give and do what it takes to get Patrick Peterson here for the next 3 years to try to win a championship this year or the years after. And I don't care what it takes to give up. You should not be upset, even if it doesn't work out. My biggest example, Clark Hunt. Clark Hunt annoys me with a lot of things. But one thing I have never been upset with Clark Hunt about that some people have given him the business was when he hired Scott Pioli. Just because it didn't work out does not mean the wrong thing happened. Just because it didn't work out doesn't mean the wrong thing. Pioli didn't work out, but he was the number one candidate in football. Certus passing some potential breaking news that the Chiefs are expected to maybe sign former Chief guard Jeff Allen.
I love how little center. You believe what Certa types up on the screen.
I just want
to
throw
that caveat.
Did
you hear how many caveats he put
in
that?
I tried to, man.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Could, probably, might.
Possibly.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Just like no faith in Certa.
I had no idea, first of all, that Jeff Allen was a free agent. He was a pretty big signing from the Chiefs to the Texans a couple of years ago. But apparently he's a free agent, and as long as he passes a physical, the Chiefs are reportedly expected to sign.
All needed to be mentioned was they may sign. But, honestly, like Scott Pioli, it didn't work out, but it was the right thing. He was the number one guy to hire. He was the star executive, winning executive years. Now, we all see now probably that it was Belichick. But just because it didn't work out doesn't mean it was the wrong thing, Vern. And right here, to me, going forward, just because at the end of the year, if the Chiefs don't get to a place that you want them to get to, hey, you shouldn't be upset just because it didn't work out. Like, I am more happy about the moves. It would be just like this to me. If Patrick Mahomes turned out to be, I don't know, a young quarterback. Who's a young quarterback in the league that's not really working out?
Derek Carr.
If he was Derek, that's not, there's somebody worse than that. Like, Derek Carr at least finished third in the MVP somewhere. If he turned out to be Jamarcus Russell, if Pat Mahomes turned out to be Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, you mean real bad.
Like, to me, I wouldn't be completely mad at the Chiefs because, hey, at least the idea made sense. The idea of getting a quarterback who you think could be a franchise quarterback that has all the tools makes sense. Hell, it just didn't work out. So, I think if you're going to get upset about it, I don't think you should, even if it doesn't work out. For me, go for it. Go the hell for it.
You'd have 3 years of control of Patrick Peterson. This year, 19 and 20, all very affordable for how great he is.
And that, and to me, like, some people get hung up. First round, like, what first? I don't care. No, man, go for it. Look at the Bears. I love it. They gave up a lot of capital to get Khalil Mack. A lot of it. Go for it. Can't be mad. Can't be. All right, coming up. Right now, we need your help, okay? 69306, we need your help. Every interesting team needs a player like Jerod Dyson. Who on this Chiefs team is the Jerod Dyson?
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up in 13 minutes. 13 minutes, your chance to win $1,000. All right, right now we need all hands on damn deck. Serta, Vern, listeners, Daddy, me. Every team needs a Jerod Dyson, right? And Jerod Dyson, we got to get over some ground rules, right? Jerod Dyson, it has to be a, is this good? Could it be a non-starter?
No, absolutely.
Does it have to be a non-starter?
No.
I don't know. I don't think that's fair because I don't think anyone in the secondary is a real starter.
Right.
So, like, it has to be a non-Pro Bowl player. Like a non-potential Pro Bowl player. All right, that's the ground rules. A non-potential Pro Bowl player. And Jerod Dyson was delusional as hell, right? Jerod Dyson thought he was the best outfielder on the team when Gordon was not this Gordon. When Kane was there, he thought he was the best outfielder on the team. He had a big tinge of delusion. Who is the delusional player for the Chiefs right now that's 5-1 who feels like he's undervalued?
I mean, it made Jerod Dyson who he is today.
Yeah, yeah.
So
but who is it? Who is that?
Career.
He's made money. Who is that? That is the player on the team that feels like he's undervalued or underappreciated.
Demetrius Harris.
Easy. Someone just came in for the 9-1-3. So for you, he's the gold medal for you right now. So the top of the list.
Demetrius Harris tells himself, if I wasn't behind Kelce, I would be a star.
Well, see, but that's not Dyson. No, Dyson would say, I should be starting.
Yeah, and that's only when Demetrius is kicking it.
When he's high as a kite.
Right.
Seatbelts.
Say, man, you know if I got my chance.
Everything he does. I did drop a few balls here and now and there. But everything
Everybody
he does.
Everybody want to talk about my drop passes.
You see that cut? I'd have taken it to the house.
See that catch I made last year in Denver?
Ask Pat. Pat will tell you.
Pat will tell you. See, I'm seeing a lot of DeMarcus Robinson come through. That's a strong one. Because I can see DeMarcus Robinson like, should I gave up my number? That dude caught 2 passes for 18 yards yesterday. Let me get a jet sweep.
Everybody freaks out about what Odell did. I've made that catch countless times in practice.
I went to Florida. See, for me, I think it's Spencer Ware. Like, I'm going Spencer Ware, non-starter. I believe Spencer Ware thinks that SOB took my job last year, and I would have led the league in rushing. I'd have got 1,400 yards. I'd have led the league in rushing. I could catch the ball out of the backfield. He's just playing with Pat now, a better passer. But my vote is Ware.
I think Spencer's too quiet for that. I do think Steve Nelson genuinely believes he's a Pro Bowler, though.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
No doubt.
Oh, 20 does. Yeah,
Stevie celebrates first downs.
Yeah, he celebrates first down. The way Steve Nelson celebrated that pass interference that was completely obvious against Josh Gordon where he held him the whole way. Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, Steve Nelson might be pissed if he doesn't go to the Pro Bowl or doesn't get offered a lucrative deal in the offseason.
It's not funny to say Lando because we already know he is. He tweeted out, they all thought I was finished. Right? Bringing up Lando's not even worth
I don't think he's
this
eligible.
Discussion, right?
I don't
because
believe he's
he
eligible.
Is. Jerod Dyson.
Someone here from the 432. Nelson has a joke with the finger waves. He does hit you with the finger waves. Like Nelson, he doesn't believe the reason why he just got his first interception in his career off that throw off the helmet by Blake Bortles. It's not been his fault. Like, I think a part of it is a guy who doesn't believe it's his fault. And that's why I'm with that. Demetrius Harris is a strong one. Demetrius and Steve Nelson, I think, are the top two right now.
See, I think Tyreek in real life has that.
Well, I don't think he's eligible. He's a Pro Bowler.
In real life. I'm not on the football field, no doubt. He is one of the best wide receivers. I'm talking about in everyday things. Like, you know you need a stepladder to get that. Quit acting like you
jumps.
Can reach that.
Yeah, that's low. You just took him out for no reason. Someone keeps going Anthony Sherman.
Because what you're
I don't
talking
think
about
I don't think
is
Anthony's...
a lack of self-awareness. And I think in
stop this.
Day-to-day activity.
I don't think Anthony Sherman is this.
No, this I don't get that from Sherman. He just wears those training kits.
This is a sneaky one. What about Chris Jones?
No. I think Chris Jones.
I think Chris Jones thinks he's underappreciated. And you know he's got that in him. Chris Jones, I think you think of it because some people think Chris Jones is better and we don't want to get started. But Chris Jones isn't a Pro Bowl player.
He's all right.
But I think Chris Jones thinks he is.
All right player.
Chris Jones was the one. Remember they said at the half, Chris Jones was the one standing in the locker room going off on everybody like he was, like this was his team, about everybody going on. We got it. I think Chris Jones is a sneaky pool.
I think Reggie Ragland
believes
he hasn't been put in the right position.
Yeah, they're just not utilizing his skill set properly.
Right.
You think that Reggie can't believe that.
If he's running the streets the way he says he's running the streets, he has people in the streets building him up.
Reggie can't believe it. There's no way Reggie Ragland can. DeAnthony Thomas? I bet DeAnthony Thomas before the broken leg.
Not for this damn rod.
Look at the positions they're putting Tyreek in. That could have been me.
No doubt. No, Reggie.
Now he's on the list. All right, let's come up. Let's comprise the top three.
Reggie's out here like, just put me in at nose tackle. Reggie, I just clogged the middle. That
I don't
should
believe
be my
Reggie.
Job.
I don't believe Reggie counts. Let's come up with the top three. I think Demetrius Harrison is a shoe in, and I think DeAnthony's a good one too.
I think
what you said, DeAnthony believes. All right, someone said Cam Irving. That's not bad, but I think the two in the clubhouse easily are DeAnthony Thomas and Demetrius.
Cam used to, and then he got paid.
It would be Albert Wilson if he was still on this team.
I can't say nothing about Albert.
He's taking kids to the movies and stuff.
Who is it? Steve Nelson? Is that the third?
Yes.
It's got to be Steve, because Steve genuinely believes, like, I am a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback out here making
after
plays.
Everything, doesn't he? He got burnt on the inside post by who was that? Some Jacksonville receiver. And, you know, Blake just overthrew him, but he was talking all the way. So is that the three?
But Steve's the guy who's like, did I let him score, though? Did I let him score?
Is that the top three? I can't allow Reggie Ragland. I don't believe Reggie believes it. I do not believe it. Is that the three?
Yeah.
Demetrius Harris is the gold medal, the silver to DeAnthony, and the bronze to Steve. I think the silver's to Steve Nelson.
I would
and
put
the bronze
Steve
to
over DeAnthony.
Okay.
And Steve's pissed about the silver.
Come on, get out of here with Breland Speaks. Breland Speaks is still somewhere emotionally crying right now.
Oh, man.
About missing that tackle. Thanks, Lando. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
Jason Witten's a rookie on the in the Monday Night Football booth, and the phrase he used to call Aaron Rodgers' game-tying touchdown with under 2 minutes was pretty spectacular.
Hit the wrist. It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
He's going for, first off, the sound audio was completely
off
the television.
It was on TV.
It was off of television.
It was bad.
And this, see, right now, here's a sneaky thing. See, I am the one. Well, let's pull the curtain back. I am the one content I get really mad about. The stories that he reads and the amount of time, because I'm kind of a bit of a control freak, the amount of time that he reads them, and when he gives like two paragraphs, that pisses me off. But Vern is an audio whore. Vern is an audio whore. Vern used to be a producer, and he knows there are easy ways to find the right audio, and you can find it and cut it. See, that stuff steams, Vern. I'll never forget the first time we sat down, we put the show together,
bad.
And we were putting stuff together,
and
we were trying to
bad.
Do audio, and Vern said, hold on, man, let me just, I can see it in his eyes.
Hit the wrist. It doesn't matter.
This is pathetic, man.
He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
This sounds like you found this off three TVs away from where you were.
I knew it was bad, but I didn't have time to try to find the television call, so I rolled with that because I thought it was fun.
I mean, we're already on AM radio. It's just.
I think we're crushing.
This eats Vern alive. Like, this is not even putting on. This stuff really ticks. Because you hear him say, it's on TV. That means it would have taken Vern, what? I don't know, 38 seconds to find that?
Serta does a great job.
That's when you know he's fun. Nah, Serta does a great job. Somebody said it was recorded from his Nokia.
Conor McGregor responded to his terrible throw when he visited the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones this past weekend, tweeting, haha, use bleeps, ruthless on this side. I just didn't want to rip my custom August McGregor baby blue billionaire blazer.
Your chance to win $1,000 in 2 minutes.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Hey, here's your chance to win $1,000 on the 30s in the National Cash Contest. Text CRUMBS to 72881. That's CRUMBS. CRUMBS to 72881. If you want Chiefs Talk and a chance to win $1,000 on the 30s, there's only one station in Kansas City giving you both weekdays from 7 to 7. It's us. It pays to listen to the largest sports radio company in the world. Message and data rates may apply. Your next chance to win 1 hour away. 11:30 right here. Show and Vern. Again, that word, CRUMBS, to 72881. CRUMBS to 72881. CRUMBS.
We are 59 minutes away. That's not true. It was 59 minutes away until Serta messed it up. But 11:45, you will have your chance to I'm gonna give you a little time to really let me have it, to cut loose on me about my Oakland Raiders win the West.
Sounded dirty
topic
there for a second.
Yep. I will allow you to call in and let it go and let it fly. That's sports. Right. I deserve it. I'm not running away from it. I'll let all of you, any of you, let me have it.
They're blowing up the team, if you haven't heard.
Oh, possibly. I don't believe it.
Show said they're going to win the division 6 weeks in. Let's blow it up.
But, 11:45, your chance to unload and let me have it. I want to say this, though. This story, and I have to agree with Carrington. He was on the drive. I was listening to this yesterday on my way to Danny's Bar and Grill. We had a fun time. Remember, next week, Therese Paylor show live at the Grand Falloon on the Plaza. Come check it out, 6 to 7. I was listening on my way back to the Therese Paylor show, and he said, "I don't really care about this Kansas story because it's nothing that I didn't know, and we all know that there is nothing that's going to really happen to them." And I agree with that. There's absolutely nothing that is going to happen to this Kansas program. It looks like the people who you thought would be able to dime them out are not doing it. But the thing that came to my mind as a Kansas fan is, my God, if there are any other Kansas fans out there, football fans, if this were happening to the football team, I think I would do a praise break. I'm not kidding you. I would be so happy. Now, I would say they're terrible cheaters, but man, they care. Man, do they care. And I know this is a weird take, but if the Kansas football team were up in a scandal where they were paying players, at least to me, it would show me that at least they're trying. At least they want to be better. Because sometimes I'm not convinced that the Kansas football program wants to be better. I would feel so much better as a Kansas football fan if I found out they were trying to pay players. If I found out David Beatty was trying to pay somebody $100,000 to come, and I'd be inclined to allow him to coach the rest of the year. I think he should be fired. But there is nothing, like, what I would give as a Kansas football fan to make it to the famous Potato Bowl. I don't even think the Tangerine Bowl is still a thing.
No, it's not.
The Texas Bowl, the Houston Bowl. I would be right down at Raleigh House or Kansas Sampler down the street, and I would be, you couldn't take my T-shirt from me. You couldn't take my Kansas football Houston Bowl T-shirt away from me. You couldn't take my, what's the bowl in Shreveport? The Independence Bowl. You couldn't take it from me. I don't care if they won 6 games and made it to a bowl game and they had paid $500,000 and it came out. Not taking my T-shirt from me. Oh, I would be. If that football program came out, I would feel so much better about the Kansas football team. I know that sounds weird, but I would.
You don't think they are?
No, they can't be. No. They might. No.
No one wants the damn money. Keep your money. No, thank you. I'll make that drive out to Manhattan.
Charlie Weiss might have tried. I'll tell you, I know that sounds wild, and I'm not saying that the Kansas program should go out and cheat, but I would feel much better if I found out that the football team at Kansas was cheating.
Therese, do you think the defense would be as suspect, or would you have more confidence if John Dorsey were running things?
No, I mean, that's a really interesting question, but no. As good as John was at, like, drafting, which he was, John's always going to have Ty Hill. Ty Hill, you know, that was Dorsey, and he believed in the kid, and that guy's a star, right? He can draft, but, you know, the cap was an issue. Some of his free agent picks didn't pan out either. I think, like, Veach has been aggressive. I think he's in lockstep with Andy. I think they got a clear vision about what they want to accomplish. I think they've got a vision.
That was from last night, the Therese Paylor Show, and that question came from someone on the text line, a really good question. I disagree with him. John Dorsey and is proving it right now. And I know the jury is still out, and I know it may be still early, and I may be jumping the gun on this. But people get upset about how much Peters is still brought up. I feel like Dorsey is somebody that you can still bring up to and say, what the hell? Somebody could have controlled the cap. Somebody could have done something with money. Because when you get a big-time quarterback, what you need is somebody who can find talent and find it in the draft and find it cheap. And right now, looking – if you just look at the guys, because we tried to do – there are people in this town who tried to do whatever and everything they could to try to take away some of the value and take away some of the credit from Dorsey and say, oh, well, he had Chris Ballard. Oh, he had Veach. Well, let's look at Chris Ballard and Veach in the last 2 years since they have had control of their own organizations. And I know it's been 2 years, but the evaluation process and their drafting and what they're doing in free agency with those two teams, the Colts and the Chiefs, with Ballard with the Colts and Veach here, hey, man, it makes you wonder who was the one. It makes you wonder who was the real brains of the organization. I always thought Andy Reid was running the show, but you could see at the bottom of the roster and in the draft, especially late in rounds, I mean, we can go on and on. Travis Kelce late, Tyreek Hill late, Kareem Hunt. These are all guys after the third round. Like, we could go. He found guys late and found. Remember Marcus Cooper, how good he played when he first started out of nowhere? He's found guys. Even Daniel Sorensen has been all right. Rod Parker has been good enough for what he's been. He's found guys late. I look at the draft here, and Breland Speaks might be the best thing we've seen in this draft. And they went all defense. They got guys that were drafted in the top four rounds on the worst defense in the history of the sport who can't get on the field. Chris Ballard, they still haven't been able to do real things to help protect Luck or put people around Luck. And they don't do anything in free agency. So, I mean, we tried to knock down Dorsey for everything he's done, but look at these other guys. What are they doing? And the thing about Dorsey, Vern, and I know you know Dorsey from their Packer days, the thing that's different with these two is I said, yeah, you got to hold out of something because it's been just a couple years of them. But you can see Dorsey find and evaluate talent immediately. Immediately you can see, although that guy's going to be a player, both here in Kansas City and in Cleveland.
The one thing that Dorsey wears it from most is the contracts, right? Eric Berry, Justin Houston. I heard a discussion last week on The Drive with Fanning and CDOT about that Eric Berry contract, where it seemed very evident that John Dorsey was willing to just go the franchise tag route with Eric Berry and then maybe let him go.
Which would have been smart.
Clark Hunt from on high. Because of, as we all understand, what was overcome by Eric Berry, thought that Eric Berry meant something to this organization that superseded the long-term viability of that organization. Therefore, give Eric Berry whatever is necessary. So, if you eliminate the Eric Berry knock of John Dorsey, he should be run out for the Justin Houston contract? That's it? It never made sense to me, and it becomes even cloudier when you understand what was happening behind the scenes, more than likely, with Eric Berry. John Dorsey, the number one currency, the top currency in the NFL, is young, affordable players on their rookie, offensive, just talented players on their rookie contracts. He was pumping them out yearly.
In the draft. And you could, he's doing it in Cleveland. I bet you right now, Serta could rattle off 4 to 5 guys in Cleveland.
We don't need
in his time that he's been there, that he has just rattled them off. Everyone was crushing him about Ward in the first round. Cornerback worked.
All he does is force turnovers.
Callaway, late in the draft, has been a hit.
He'll burn you deep.
They said, we don't need Josh Gordon anymore. This guy's a hit.
I still wish they had
Josh Gordon. So before we sit here, boy, Chris Ballard, those were the brains. Veach was the brains. Really?
We ain't even talk about what a star Baker is.
Or think about some of the evaluations and the move that Veach has done here. Think about that coach roster. John Dorsey was the brains, and he's showing it. Coming up, once again, Daddy's going to have to teach Vern about Kansas City.
Don't do the daddy.
I'm sorry, man. Daddy's here. I love all my kids, especially you, baby.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
It's 10, our second installment of Friday Football Frenzy. Come on out to Big Whiskey's American Restaurant and Bar out in Lee Summit. We're at the Lee Summit location on Friday. We'll be there, Show and Vern, on the road from 10 to 2. But one of the most electrifying, exciting players in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs, the human joystick, Dante Hall, will join us. And he's a lot of fun, man. He's down to earth. He signs autographs. He'll talk to people in between breaks. He hung out even afterwards and talked to people and talked to fans. So come on out. He's very comfortable. He knows his things and is not afraid to cut loose. So have lunch with us. Have lunch with Dante. You'll be able to ask him any questions that you want to. 12 o'clock, he'll be there. We'll be there from 10 to 2, though.
All right, Show. So yesterday, Andy Reid had a press conference, but just with the writers, and apparently said, quote, Gronk had the one catch. We did a decent job in the pass game. He had the one catch and really one catch to that point. Then he had the catch at the end. We kind of held him intact. How can you say you held Rob Gronkowski intact when he made the play of the game, when that one catch won the game for the Patriots? That doesn't make sense. That's like saying, oh, the Phillies really, they kept the Blue Jays in check outside of Joe Carter. Right? Or I don't have any new comparisons. But the Suns did a good – they really kept John Paxson in check until that one shot.
Waiting for to hear this.
The Jazz kept Steve Kerr in check until that one shot. How can Andy Reid stand there or sit there? I don't know how he was positioned. How can he sit there and say that they held Rob Gronkowski in check?
As I said to you yesterday, you can't take anything that Andy says in these press conferences to be real life. He just says stuff to talk about things, and he's never going to poo-poo on any of his players. He's never going to poo-poo. He's always going to push the blame on him. He'll tell you he should have been out there and he should have coached better, even though he wasn't paying attention.
Cowboys kept Dwight Clark in check until the catch.
Even though he wasn't paying attention at all, he was sitting on the bench talking to Patrick Mahomes, which everyone in the city is apparently all right with. He wasn't even paying attention. He was not watching that. But he'll tell you it was me. He'll tell you all the time, I got to coach better. It starts with me. He won't do that. But the thing that I think you got to look at, though, Vern, is he's in Kansas City. And we're a part of this. And he can just get away with saying stuff like that here because it's just a different town. If you watch Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. A Super Bowl last year. He's getting into it with the media over small stuff because they won't let him just say stuff and then just go along. And we're part of it, but this is just a different place. Right now, we're in a, remember he was talking about people pummeling me? And a lot of the people kept saying, why do you guys keep asking him these same questions? Let him get on with it. He's not getting pummeled. He got pummeled because people were asking him where Eric Berry was and did he think it's an issue with them not being at OTAs, like leaders of the team. Like, hey, stop pummeling me. He can get away with stuff here that he couldn't in Philly. And he just said stuff. There was nobody who were going to pressure him on what you would have done or what you just said. Hey, man, Rob caught 93 yards. Like, okay, you may have held him down, but my goodness, why the number one weapon on the team would you have in single coverage like that? Like, no one impressed me. He could just say stuff without having to be real serious. I mean, that's the part you have to look at is he could just get away with it here at Kansas City.
Arrowhead Pride Radio back tonight, 6 o'clock right here on your football station, 610 Sports Radio, followed by Bink at Night. Plenty of Chiefs talk into the night.
Chad Henneke has a real chance. Has a real chance.
Michigan man.
He's got a real chance to let this go. He can really make this happen, I think, for the next 5 years. Like, I bet you 5 years, he can, if he never has to play, if Chad Henne never has to play, he can parlay this to millions for he and his family. I mean, he's got a better job right now than any punter, than anything. He gets to do, who is he this week? Andy Dalton. He does scout team.
He can do a good Andy Dalton.
And the only thing that he has to worry about in pressure is the preseason games. And if he plays well like he did this year in preseason games, the rules are now where quarterbacks can't even get hit. So generally, the probability of Patrick Mahomes having issues to where he may have to come in are as low as ever. If he can parlay this for the next 5-6 years, the time where I think we'd have to worry is when Andy Reid leaves and a young quarterback and a young coach or a different coach comes in and thinks, well, maybe I need to get a young quarterback in.
See, I think he could slide right into an OC job somewhere.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he can parlay this sucker into being the backup for the next 5-6 years. Like, how many years do you think he can do this? If he never has to play.
How old is
he? Just, he's our age.
What's,
he's like, 35? What, 30? He's like 32. He's like,
well, that's not our age, but we're 35.
That's close. Like, that's still our, I'm 34. You're 35. He's, how old is he, Serta? How old's Chad Henne?
33.
Yeah, he's our age. Like, yeah, I think he could do this another 5 years and then parlay himself into a quarterback's, like, coach job. Like, he could just do the Doug Peterson. How long was Doug Peterson's Brett Favre's backup? Then he moved to Donovan McNabb and never really played and then got on Andy Reid's coaching staff. And, like, he could pull this off and make millions. He signed, what, five? He got $5 million guaranteed. If he just stays quiet, never goes into the games, and doesn't have to play, and they think we got a solid veteran, never pushing Pat, always there. And if Mahomes, if he can continue to develop a great relationship with Mahomes, and Mahomes really likes him.
Because they probably don't draft their Kevin Cobb until 21.
They're not going to draft a quarterback for a while. I think they should. I think quarterbacks bring a lot of capital.
Or 21.
Not a real one. No, I don't think they do. I think they just
Mahomes isn't one that I think will feel threatened like Brady. So yes, I think they bring one in, not this draft, maybe not 20. By 21, they got someone in there that has the crazies on Twitter intrigued.
See, with Andy as the coach, I think Andy knows this is it, and I think Andy will just keep pushing because he's got the he's got the power to draft whoever he wants to. Mm-hmm. I think Andy's going to continue to say, let's get better here. Let's shore up positions instead of putting a draft pick on a quarterback who won't help us. I think he'll just say, I'm doing everything I can to win multiple Super Bowls. Chad Henne's got it.
And a great degree from the University of Michigan. He's got that, too.
I just knew that was coming. That is the upset, that you waited this long to get it in.
While missing Pennsylvania's finest.
Just shut up.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome to Quick Trip.
Hi. I need some kind of excuse.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.